The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we must be transformed by the renewal of our minds. And he tells us not to conform to this world. If there has ever been a time when these words are true, it is now. Obviously, they were true 2,000 years ago when he wrote it. But we have now come to a point where we are using the exception to be the rule, where we are using mental illness as somehow normal, where we are putting forth lies as the truth. So we need to make sure we are conforming ourselves to the truth. That should be pretty obvious, should be pretty simple. Somehow or another, in our day and age, people aren't doing this. And I don't understand how or why. It's like the old thing of the elephant in the room. I mean, something is so blatantly obvious, and yet we don't want to deal with it. Think about these kids, not only the boys who think they're girls and the girls who think they're boys, but now the ones that think that they're animals. And the imbeciles with the PhDs in the school system are putting in litter boxes for the kids in the bathrooms so that they can be cats. Really? Oh, and this is normal. And we all have to accept this. This is mental illness, pure and simple. And so too are the people who are pushing the nonsense. But somehow or another, it's the media, of course, but if we aren't smart enough to be able to look at this and say, this is crazy. This is insane, literally. We need to reject this garbage. But remember, it's all about a certain agenda that these people have. This is all pushing toward the acceptance of pedophilia. That's what they want. If, as everybody seems to have done in this society, we've accepted that homosexuality is an okay thing and that that's normal. Once everybody was willing to go along with that, or at least enough people were, then they started trying to tell us that it's okay for males to be females and vice versa. All of this is pushing for a different purpose. They're trying to mess with the minds. We live in a society that is just filled with lies. When the truth comes out, we are all going to be devastated to find out that our entire lives have been a lie. Not your life and mine particularly, but in general, this whole thing is a lie. And nobody wants to admit that. That's hard to do, to look at and say, no, that can't be. No. Because that's going to mess up our minds even more than they have been. Do we want to conform ourselves to the truth? The lie is a lot easier sometimes. We've been told a whole pack of lies. And we've believed it. Because, as St. Paul talks about some people, they are plausible liars. The devil's not stupid. He's extremely intelligent, more intelligent than all of us put together. And he's a liar from the beginning. So if he's going to inspire some of these people, yeah, they can come up with some pretty good lies. And we just buy it. They said it on TV, it's got to be true. Right. Jesus is the truth. That's where we need to be conformed to the Lord. We've got to learn to reject this garbage. And some of it, again, the devil's very good at what he does. He's made it convenient. He's made it fun. He's made it exciting. I don't want to let go of these things because I like them. Well, do we want to conform ourselves to Christ, or do we want to conform ourselves to the world? Do we want the truth, or do we want the lie? The truth will set you free. What's that tell you about a lie? It's going to enslave you because it's not what's best for you. You were not made for a lie. You were made for the truth. But considering that the vast majority of what we've been presented with is not true, we now have to ask ourselves, do we want the truth? Because that's going to be quite a shock to our system. I guess I'd rather look at it and say, I'd rather be shocked than to live a lie. So St. Paul said, don't conform yourselves to this world. Be transformed by the renewal of your minds. The renewal of your minds needs to be something that's new. For us, what's going to be new is the truth. That's the truth is ancient. The truth doesn't change. That's the beauty of it. But do we want it? That's the real question every single one of us has to ask. Do I really want the truth? Because the truth isn't always convenient. The truth isn't always easy. The truth isn't always fun. But the truth is the truth, and you are made for the truth. So we need to really pray about that and really think hard about it, because this is going to be a challenge. As we move forward, the truth is going to come out. It cannot stay hidden. But we have to ask ourselves, do I want it? Do I really want to be transformed into Christ by the renewal of my mind, by the renewal of my heart, by the renewal of my soul? Do I really want to be the person I was created to be, that is, created in the image and likeness of God, who is the truth as well as love and life? Do I really want that? Or do I just want the convenience of staying the course? Stick with the lie. Because then we don't get shaken. That's the choice we have to make. Every one of us is going to have to make that choice. Again, sounds like it should be a pretty obvious choice. We're made for the truth. Of course I want the truth. Really? The whole truth, nothing but the truth? Or a few convenient truths, but I want the lies the rest of the time? Because it's not as painful. It's not as inconvenient. It's not as difficult. We weren't made for lies. We were made for the truth. So with St. Paul, then we need to pray that we will be transformed by the renewal of our minds, so we will know what is good, what is true, what is perfect, according to the will of God.